Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are thrilled to have James Donovan with us. So welcome to the show, James.
Hey, thanks for having me, Avik. Looking forward to it.
Lovely, lovely. So James, like before we start our conversation today, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that James is the B2B lead generation and LinkedIn expert for accounting firms. And he is the driving force behind the 9to Media, specializing in streamlining the B2B interactions and demystifying the LinkedIn's power. So with a track record of success and recognition on top podcasts, he's your go-to authority for maximizing the growth in the accounting industry. So why to wait? Let's join us as James shares condensed actionable strategies to elevate your B2B game. So today, we'll be talking about a very great topic, which is about unlocking the power of a healthy mind and the life and the ultimate wellness guide. So welcome to the show again, James.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Lovely. So James, like to start with, if you can share your personal journey, like towards prioritizing the mental and the physical wellness.
Yeah, I think, well, I've always been very, very driven by, physical health and physical fitness. I've always been very active playing sports and working out. I think that's super important. And then the last couple of years, in addition to that, really took a big, really started to pay attention to my own mental health and investing in, business coaches, investing in mindset coaches, and having that soundboard to bounce questions and run through scenarios with someone who has a lot of experience and is certified in, coaching through those sort of things, starting to look at different situations through another lens. And that's been massive for, for my own personal growth and for the growth of my company.
Wow. Lovely. Lovely. So what inspired you to specialize in the B2B generation, lead generation, and the LinkedIn marketing?
What inspired me?
Yeah.
I was noticing a really big gap in the market, especially with accounting firms for B2B. They primarily and historically rely a lot on referrals, and referrals are great, but you need to have other other clients coming in first in order to have those referrals coming through. So being able to go out and help firms with our strategy by monetizing their profiles on LinkedIn, showing them how we can target their ideal clients, get them qualified leads, get them qualified meetings, and ultimately help them land high ticket clients. That's been, the motivation so that we can help out those firms, basically take a ton of the workload off of their plate so they can focus on what they do best, and we can help them, land higher deals.
Got it. So how do you believe that maintaining a healthy mind contributes to the professional success?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
So I'm saying, according to you, how do you believe that maintaining a healthy mind also contributes to the professional success?
I think without it, you're really going to struggle to have clarity and a direction on where you're going. You're going to have too much brain fog. And I liked the analogy of, when you're on the plane, you got to put on your mask first before you can help someone else. So if you're not focusing on your own mental wellness it's going to be really difficult to lead a team and lead your clients to get to that next level of where you're looking to go.
Understood. So, I mean, if you can also walk us through some of the actionable strategies for leveraging the LinkedIn effectively with the B2B space.
Definitely. So using LinkedIn, ultimately, you're really going to want to set up your own personal profile to showcase you as the leader in your space, whether that's having a professional headshot, having a relevant cover photo with your information on the page, letting your audience know the problems that you are solving for them, and then utilizing Sales Navigator on LinkedIn and the different filtering options they have to identify who is your ideal client. Get your list built from putting in those filters, and then you can start to systematically message that audience. And it is just a numbers game. So the more seeds you're out there planting and watering, the more you're going to be able to, you know, to reap the benefits of your harvest. But it is just a game of consistency, and it's a game of numbers.
Okay. So suppose someone is very new to this industry, how you should guide that person to start with the LinkedIn and utilize its abilities.
Definitely. So getting started, one cool thing about LinkedIn, they do offer a free trial of Sales Navigator when getting started. So you do get it 30 days to give it a test drive, see how well it could work for you. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But I think getting started, it really just comes down to knowing who your audience is and what are their pain points, and then having a solution to solve those problems for your audience, and writing captivating short messaging to get in front of them and get them responding. And then ideally you're pushing for an appointment, and on the appointment during that call, you can, you know, peel back more layers, expand more on what their problems are, and help and start identifying how you can bridge the gap from their problem to the solution you have.
Okay. Got it. So, what are some of the common misconceptions about the B2B lead generation, and how do you address them in your work?
I think the most common misconceptions are, well, a lot of people, they said they've tried LinkedIn, it didn't work for them, or they've been burned in the past. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that just because, you know, they hold a hammer, it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't make them a carpenter. Just because they hold that saw or the drill, you know, doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. It's not the tool that's broken, it's the individual using the tool. So if you're in B2B, your audience, if they take their business serious, they're going to be on LinkedIn. That is hands down the best platform to find that owner, founder, president of, you know, say that HVAC company or that construction company that you're looking to get in front of. They're going to be hanging out on LinkedIn. So by you, the owner, reaching out to another owner and striking up a conversation through messaging, you're putting yourself at a huge advantage versus running paid ads that can get very expensive, hoping your prospect is going to see it and take action.
Okay. So in your experience, what role does the consistency play in achieving that sustainable growth in the accounting industry?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm just saying, according to you, in your experience, what role does the consistency play to achieve that sustainable growth in the accounting industry?
Is for prospecting and generating leads?
They're doing the leads, B2B lead generation, and into LinkedIn.
Like I mentioned earlier, it's just a game of consistency. So if you can put yourself in a position where you're getting in front of as many of the right people as possible on a daily basis, and you continue to nurture those conversations and start new ones, you are going to, you know, be growing that garden with fresh opportunities on a daily and weekly basis. But if you're taking days off and you're not being consistent with the amount of outreach you're doing, you're going to have a very inconsistent flow of new opportunities coming through the door.
Okay. So any memorable success story you were recalling like from your career that highlights the impact of your strategies?
Yeah, the most recent one that comes to mind, literally just from yesterday, we were speaking to one of our clients. His campaign is, I think, 14 days into being live, and he's already collected $11,500 from a new client that we started that conversation for him on LinkedIn from his profile. We set up the meeting, he closed them, and he was paid, like I said, $11,500, and this is all within 14 days of going live.
Oh, hey, any other story?
When we were working with the employee retention tax credit in the US during COVID, we helped a handful of firms generate, anywhere from six to seven figure returns, with some of their commissions being, well into six figures, or getting 90,000, $200,000 checks as their commission checks from leads that we generated for them on LinkedIn.
So, how do you manage the stress and maintain the work-life balance while at the same time running a successful agency?
It's a really great question. As I mentioned earlier, having a mindset coach is huge. Someone to have, be a soundboard and let them know what's going on and open up and share what's taking place. But also just looking back at the data points and identifying, okay, if we're going through a dip, we've been here before, and how did we get out of it? So really just trying to manage those emotions of not getting too low on the losses and not getting too high on the wins. Just trying to stay as even keel as possible. And that's it's in a much better place than it was when I first got started. There's obviously a long way to go and continuing to grow, but just trying to stay level-headed with what business throws at you, I think is this the key. There's always going to be fires, there's always going to be problems to put out. But just switching that mindset from it's not a problem, it's an opportunity to grow. And how do we solve this to get better? That's what our motto has been with the company now, and it's been working.
Got it. So, I mean, what advice would you give to the aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to break into the B2B lead generation space?
I would say get out there, get started, and do it. The best way to figure out if it's going to work is just by testing it out and trying. Don't wait until you think you have the perfect solution. Making any progress is better than waiting for perfection. So just get started, get your hands dirty, learn from your mistakes. You're going to make mistakes, that's fine. Identify what those mistakes are and learn from them so that the next time it comes around, you're not repeating that same mistake.
So, I mean, where do you see the future of B2B marketing headed? Like, in your experience, like, what do you see?
I think it's here to stick around, right? LinkedIn is specifically is a platform that continues to grow every day. There's more users signing up. There's more people paying for LinkedIn Premium because people are seeing the value of being on the platform. The biggest thing is just it's standing out from all of the other noise that's taking place on LinkedIn. There's a lot of people who do what we do. There's a lot of people who do it, really well, and there's a lot of people that don't do it as well. The difference is, okay, everyone's sending messages on LinkedIn, but how are we going to separate ourselves and stand out? So the more creative you can get with the messaging, the more you can understand who your audience is and what they're struggling with, and personalizing those messages, the more responses you're going to get and the better results you'll get because of it.
Understood. Understood. Great. So, any suggestions or I mean, any guidance you want to share with the listeners?
I would say, yeah, just get started. It's a really rewarding journey when you start seeing, the fruits of your own labor, and you're able to help out your clients and better their lives, and then you can start hiring team members and better their lives, and the ripple effect that it causes, all from an idea you have. So I would say just get started. If you like solving problems, if you're willing to take on challenges every single day, entrepreneurship is for you, and it's hard to match something as rewarding.
Great, great, lovely. Great. So, thanks, James, for sharing your insights. It's really great. Like, we have definitely gained the valuable insights. A true authority in the B2B lead generation and LinkedIn marketing for the accounting firms. So, dear listeners, like, we have definitely learned about the transformative power of maintaining the healthy mind and the body, as well as the practical strategies for leveraging the LinkedIn to propel the professional success. So, from here, what we learned, like, always remember that cultivating a healthy mind and the lifestyle is not only essential for the personal well-being, but also crucial for achieving the excellence in the business realm. So, take the actionable advice shared by James and integrate into your own journey towards the optimal wellness and the professional growth. So, but before we move, like, James, like, if someone wants to connect with you to know more about it, how they can connect with you?
Best way is on LinkedIn, of course. James Donovan, you'll find me on there, or visit us online at accountingleadsnow.com.
Lovely, lovely. So, great, dear listeners. So, stay tuned for more episodes packed with expert advice, empowering stories, and actionable tips to help you unlock the power of healthy mind and the life. So until next time, prioritize your well-being, stay inspired, and continue striving for the greatness. So thank you so much.